This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A landmark tobacco bill is close to becoming law. It's been a decade in the making. The legislation would give the government control over how cigarettes are made and marketed. The bill will put the Food and Drug Administration in a curious position. The agency is charged with regulating products to make us healthy, but now it will be regulating a lethal product. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Over the past decade, FDA commissioners have shied away from tackling tobacco, despite concerted efforts by some members of Congress and advocacy groups to put it in the agency's hands. New Commissioner Margaret Hamburg told senators at her confirmation hearing that she's eager to start.
I think that the FDA is the appropriate agency to regulate tobacco. It has the scientific expertise, the regulatory experience, and the public health mission to do so. And I think that if done successfully, we can reduce smoking and we can help to make cigarettes less harmful.
But arguing against the bill on the Senate floor, Republican Senator Richard Burr of North Carolina said the FDA has enough to do monitoring drugs, medical devices, and food safety.
Biggest mistake we could make is to give them another product and say regulate this, and oh, by the way, don't regulate it based upon the same standards you do everything else. But that's what we're doing.
The bill does not let the FDA ban tobacco or menthol, the most popular flavoring, but the agency will control advertising, promotion, and marketing of a product widely blamed for more than 400,000 deaths in the U.S. each year. It will get the authority to regulate tar and nicotine and ban most flavorings. The agency is coming off a spell of accusations that it's been driven by political considerations and industry pressure to make some bad public health decisions, approving the painkiller Vioxx, for example, and being slow to recognize problems in the food supply. David Kessler was commissioner of the FDA from 1990 to 1997. He tried to get tobacco into the FDA's portfolio, and he says this bill could restore the agency's reputation.
The tobacco legislation, I mean, as soon as it gets signed by the president, it will really be a boost to the agency, because here's an opportunity to regulate, to try to get further reductions in the number one cause of preventable death.
And even without the power to ban menthol or tobacco, Kessler says the bill gives the agency what it needs to make a serious dent in the nation's smoking habit.
The legislation was crafted in such a way that it creates a separate center within FDA and gives FDA the resources. The tobacco industry ends up paying fees that over 10 years can end up being about $600 million a year.
The biggest cigarette maker in the U.S., Philip Morris USA, supports the legislation for the most part and has been keeping close tabs on its development. Philip Morris spokesperson Bill Phelps says his company recognizes that cigarette smoking is addictive and causes serious diseases, and new FDA rules and regulations could help people quit.
We also think that it will create a framework for the pursuit of tobacco products that are less harmful than conventional cigarettes.
He says the company's only concern is on potential advertising regulations. The FDA is charged with developing stronger warning labels and stricter promotional guidelines. Other tobacco companies, though, say that Philip Morris is only supporting the FDA and the legislation to lock in its market dominance. Phelps denies this.
We don't believe that this legislation will give any one manufacturer a commercial advantage.
As for the rest of the industry, they don't like the bill. They say the FDA is having a hard enough time with food and drugs and shouldn't be given tobacco. And Laura Lord, manufacturer of Kent and other products, has said the agency is not likely to help with a less dangerous cigarette. Tobacco will likely be the first major legislative initiative for the new FDA. Next up, food safety. A major bill to give the FDA more power and money in that arena has just started its trip through Congress. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.